Hello everybody. Today vamos a poner tu inglés a prueba para saber cuántas de estos phrasal verbs esenciales sabes, ¿ok? Ojo acá con los phrasal verbs. Yo sé que son difíciles, no tienes que saberlos todos, pero sí vas a querer saber los que hoy te voy a enseñar, ¿ok? Como siempre, déjeme saber en los comentarios qué quieres aprender en las próximas clases para que yo sepa cómo te puedo servir mejor, ¿ya? Empecemos. La primera acá, suelo despertarme a las 5 de la mañana, ¿ok? I usually wake at 5 a.m. Wake up.
Hey, wake up.
I wake up.
I usually wake up at 5 a.m. Wake up, literalmente, despertar arriba, pero quiere decir despertar, ¿ok? Por ejemplo, I usually wake up early. Yo siempre o suelo despertarme temprano, ¿ok? I usually wake up early. Nota la pronunciación, wake up, wake up. Tenemos que vincular ahí.
Hey, wake up. Hey, wake up.
I wake up, I wake up.
La próxima acá, viene un coche, cuidado, ¿ok? A car is coming, watch. A car is coming, watch out.
Watch out!
Watch out!
Watch out, literalmente, palabra por palabra, reloj afuera, pero quiere decir cuidado, ¿ok? Watch out, cuidado. Nota la pronunciación, watch, ch, ch, watch out, watch out, watch out.
Watch out, watch out.
Watch out,
watch out.
Ellos rompieron la semana pasada. They broke last week. Broke up.
Why did we break up?
We should break up.
They broke up last week. Literalmente palabra por palabra, rompió arriba, pero to break up quiere decir separarse, romperse con tu pareja, ¿ok? They broke up last week. De nuevo, vamos a vincular. Broke up. They broke up last week.
Why did we break up? Why did we break up?
We should break up.
We should break up.
Por favor, baje el volumen. Please turn the volume. Turn down, bajar.
Turn down your radio.
Turn down the volume.
Please turn down the volume. Turn down, bajar, okay? Please turn down the volume. Please turn down the radio. Baja la radio. Quiere decir el volumen, pero ya. Yeah. Please turn down the music. Por favor, baja la música.
Turn down your radio.
Turn down your radio.
Turn down the volume.
Turn down the volume.
Y si tú quieres saber tu nivel de inglés ahora mismo, no con cuántos verbos puedes conjugar en inglés, pero si puedes entender la gente cuando te habla, acaba de hacer toda una prueba que puedes tomar ahora mismo para saber tu nivel hoy. Voy a dejar el enlace en el primer comentario. No lo creas, él lo inventó, ¿ok? Don't believe him, no lo creas, he made it. Make up something.
We should make up a story.
You make up names.
Don't believe him. He made it up. Okay? To make up something quiere decir inventar algo. Acá vemos el pasado. He made, en pasado, he made it up. It, acá refiere a la cosa que él inventó. Okay? Make up something, o también puedes tener el objeto directo en medio, make something up, inventar algo.
We should make up a story.
We should make up a story.
El avión despega a las 5. The plane takes at 5. Take off.
The flight takes off.
How many planes take off?
The plane takes off at 5. To take off, hablando de un avión, es despegar. También nota que la gente dice, por ejemplo, I'll take off at 5. Es decir, a las 5 me voy. Okay? Take off. Take off. Vinculando.
The flight takes off. The flight takes off.
How many planes take off? How many planes take off?
Sigamos adelante. Let's carry. Carry on.
You want to carry on?
Carry on.
Carry on parece como llevar sobre, pero quiere decir seguir. Okay? Let's carry on. Sigamos adelante. Quizás estábamos distraídos, pero ya tenemos que seguir. Okay? Let's carry on. Carry on. Vamos a vincular. Let's carry on.
You want to carry on? You want to carry on?
Carry on. Carry on.
¿Puedes calmarte? Can you calm? Calm down.
Calm down.
Calm down.
Can you calm down? Literalmente, tranquilo abajo, pero calm down quiere decir calmar, ¿ok? Cálmate, si yo te digo calm down, cálmate, ¿ok? Cálmate, tranquilízate un poco, calm down.
Calm down. Calm down.
Calm down.
Calm down.
Tengo que recoger a mis hijos a las 5. I have to pick my kids at 5. Pick up.
I have to pick up my son.
You have to pick up my sister.
I have to pick up my kids at 5. To pick up, parece palabra por palabra, elegir arriba, pero to pick up. Someone, something, quiere decir recoger, ¿ok? He needs to pick up his wife. Necesita recoger su esposa, ¿ok? Pick up. Pick up.
I have to pick up my son.
I have to pick up my son.
You have to pick up my sister.
You have to pick up my sister.
¿Preguntaron por mí? Did they ask me? Ask about.
What did she ask about me?
I never ask about it.
Did they ask about me? Okay? To ask about quiere decir preguntar por. Did they ask about me? Preguntaron por mí. Otro ejemplo. We shouldn't ask about it. Okay? No deberíamos preguntar por eso, sobre eso. No lo dejamos así. Okay? We shouldn't ask about it.
What did she ask about me?
I never ask about it. I never ask about it.
Oye, conduces demasiado rápido. Baja la velocidad. You drive too fast. Slow. Slow down.
Slow down.
Slow down.
You drive too fast. Slow down. Slow down. Parece lento abajo. Quiere decir baja la velocidad. Slow down. También en el sentido de no en una coche. Si ves que alguien está haciendo cualquier cosa demasiado apurado, puedes comiendo todo como muy rápido. Hey, slow down. Es decir, un poco más lento. Okay? Slow down.
Slow down.
Slow down.
Slow down.
Slow down.
Slow down.
No te rindas. Don't give. give up.
I give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up, okay? Give up parece dar arriba, pero give up juntos, phrasal verb, quiere decir rendirse, okay? I'll never give up. Jamás, nunca me rendiré, okay? Give up, give up.
I give up. I give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Adam le gusta mucho hacer ejercicio. Adam really likes to work. Work out.
I work out really hard.
Yeah, I work out at home.
Adam really likes to work out. Okay, work out parece trabajar afuera. Pero workout junto quiere decir hacer ejercicio. I usually work out at the gym. Okay, suelo hacer ejercicio en el gimnasio, en vez de casa, digamos. Okay, I usually work out at the gym.
I work out really hard.
I work out really hard.
Yeah, I work out at home.
Yeah, I work out at home.
¿Puedes encender el ventilador? Can you turn the fan? Turn on.
I turn on the camera.
Turn on the TV.
Can you turn on the fan? Okay, puedes encender el ventilador. Por ejemplo, can you turn on the TV? Puedes encender la televisión. Okay. Turn on. Turn on, vinculando.
I turn on the camera. I turn on the camera.
Turn on the TV.
Turn on the TV.
Date prisa, llegamos tarde. Hurry. We're late. Hurry up.
Hurry up.
Hurry up.
Hurry up parece apurarse arriba, pero hurry up juntos quiere decir date prisa. Hey, hurry up. Date prisa, ¿ok?
Hurry up, hurry up.
Hurry up, hurry up.
Solemos salir los domingos. We usually hang on Sunday. Hang out.
We'll hang out. Let's hang out.
We usually hang out on Sunday. Hang out parece colgar afuera, pero quiere decir salir. He escuchado en algunos países hanguear, pasar un tiempo con los amigos, okay? We usually hang out on Sunday. O let's hang out. Es decir, salgamos para pasar un tiempo juntos. Let's hang out. Hang out, vinculando.
We'll hang out, we'll hang out. Let's hang out, let's hang out.
Sube el coche. Get the car. Get in.
Let's get the car.
Get in the truck.
Get in the car. En este caso, vamos a entrar o subir en el auto, ¿ok? No es get on. Get on en este caso sería como arriba del auto, ¿ok? Get in the car. Get in, vinculando. Get in the car.
Let's get the car.
Let's get the car. Get in the truck.
Get in the truck.
Tengo que cuidar a mi hermanito. I have to look my little brother. Look after.
Look after yourself.
We look after you.
I have to look after my little brother. Okay, look after parece mirar después, pero juntas esas palabras quieren decir cuidar una persona más. Okay, can you look after my dog, my cat? Ya puedes cuidar a mi gato, mi perro. Okay, look after. Look after.
Look after yourself. look after yourself.
We look after you.
We look after you.
Recuerda calentar antes de hacer ejercicio, okay? Remember to warm before working out. Warm up.
Go warm up.
Let's warm up.
Remember to warm up before working out. Aparece caliente arriba, pero to warm up, calentar. En este caso estamos hablando del cuerpo, como deberías moverte el cuerpo un poco antes de levantar pesos, por ejemplo, okay? Warm up, warm up. Otro ejemplo, don't forget to warm up before swimming. No olvides calentar antes de nadar.
Go warm up, go warm up.
Let's warm up, let's warm up.
No me defraudes. Don't let me let someone down.
Don't let me down.
Sorry, I let you down.
Don't let me down. Okay, let me down or let someone down. Parece como dejar a alguien abajo. Y es un poco así, defraudar, y muchas veces no tiene nada que ver con como quitarte el dinero de alguien, pero quizás tu mejor amigo te dice, oye, necesitas ayuda, yo sé, este viernes yo voy a estar ahí contigo, ayudándote, apoyándote. De ahí el viernes viene, no te llama, no llega, ni lo ves, y puedes decirle, hey, you let me down. Ok, no es que me decepcionaste, pero yo pensé que ibas a estar ahí para mí y no estabas, ¿ok? You let me down.
Don't let me down.
Don't let me down.
Sorry I let you down.
Sorry I let you down.
Estoy buscando mis llaves. I'm looking my keys. Look for.
I gotta look for my keys.
I'm gonna go look for a job.
I'm looking for my keys. Okay, parece mirar por, pero quiere decir buscar. Estoy buscando mis llaves. I'm looking for my keys.
I gotta look for my keys.
I gotta look for my keys.
I'm gonna go look for a job.
I'm gonna go look for a job.
¿Me puedo probar estos jeans? Can I try these jeans? Try on.
Can I try on your watch?
Try on the suit.
Can I try on these jeans? To try something on, quiere decir probar, ponerte para ver si te queda bien, si te queda bonito o no, okay? To try on. Try on.
Can I try on your watch? Can I try on your watch?
Try on the suit.
Try on the suit.
Lo averiguaré. Okay? I'll find about it. Find out.
How'd you find out about it?
I want to find out the truth.
I'll find out about it, okay? To find out, or find something out, quiere decir averiguar, okay? We'll find out the answer. Es decir, averiguaremos la respuesta, la verdad, okay? We'll find out the answer.
How'd you find out about it?
How'd you find out about it?
I want to find out the truth.
I want to find out the truth.
La primera acá, deberíamos cancelar el evento. We should call the event.
We have to call it off.
They may have to call off the search.
We should call off the event. To call off algo quiere decir cancelar. Deberíamos cancelar el evento. We should call off the event.
We have to call it off.
We have to call it off.
They may have to call off the search.
They may have to call off the search.
Podemos hacerlo de nuevo. We can do it.
We do it over. Do it over.
We can do it over. Okay, acá tenemos do something over. En este caso, el it, la cosa no sabemos qué es, pero we can do it over. Podemos hacerlo de nuevo. Okay, do it over. We can do it over.
We do it over.
We do it over.
Do it over.
Do it over.
¿Puedes averiguar eso o puedes darte cuenta de eso? Okay. Can you figure that?
Figure it out.
Figure this whole life thing out.
Can you figure that out? Okay. Aquí tenemos figure something out. En este caso es el that thing, that problem. Can you figure that out? Okay. Quiere decir averiguar o resolver un problema. Okay. Can you figure that out? Ese cosa, ese problema que estás trabajando.
Figure it out. Figure it out.
Figure this whole life thing out.
Figure this whole life thing out.
Siento que me voy a desmayar. I feel like I'm gonna pass.
I'm about to pass out.
I feel like I'm gonna pass out.
I feel like I'm gonna pass out. To pass out parece pasar afuera, pero quiere decir desmayarse. Okay? I feel like I'm gonna, nota el going to, gonna. I feel like I'm gonna pass out. Pass out.
I'm about to pass out.
I'm about to pass out. I feel like I'm gonna pass out, or I feel like I'm gonna pass out, or
no puedo posponer esto por más tiempo. I can't put this any longer.
You always put it off.
Can't you just put it off?
I can't put this off any longer. Aquí tenemos put something off. En este caso, put this off. Okay. To put something off, posponer algo. Retrasar un evento, una actividad. Okay. I can't put it off. I can't put it off. Okay. Posponer.
You always put it off.
You always put it off.
Can't you just put it off? Can't you just put it off.
No te preocupes, yo te respaldaré, okay? Don't worry, I'll back you.
I back you up.
And I will back you up all the way, 100%.
Don't worry, I'll back you up. To back someone up quiere decir respaldar a alguien, okay? Darles tu apoyo. I'll back you up. Yo voy a estar ahí contigo respaldándote con cualquier cosa que necesitas, ¿ya? Yeah? I'll back you up. Back you up.
I back you up.
I back you up.
And I will back you up all the way 100%.
And I will back you up all the way 100%.
Mi auto, mi carro, se descompuso. Okay? My car broke.
If the bus breaks down, I'm gonna walk.
Kyle's car breaks down.
My car broke down. To break down es descomponerse, okay? Si estamos hablando de un auto, también una persona puede break down, quiere decir que bajo control y empezó a llorar, gritar, oh, I broke down, como con emociones, ¿no? Pero en este caso estamos hablando de un auto, descomponerse, okay? Break down.
If the bus breaks down, I'm gonna walk.
If the bus breaks down, I'm gonna walk.
Kyle's car breaks down.
Kyle's car breaks down.
Puedes mirar esto, puedes echarle un vistazo a eso, okay? Can you check this?
Check it out.
Check this out.
Can you check this out? Okay, aquí tenemos check something out. Quiere decir echarle un vistazo o comprobar algo, okay? Hey, check this out. Quizás tengo algo en mi teléfono, quiero que veas, ¿no? Check this out, ¿no? Check that out. Algo está pasando ahí, quiero que lo veas, okay? Check that out.
Check it out, check it out.
Check this out, check this out.
Creo que esto la animaría, que le va a dar ánimo a ella, ¿no? I think this would cheer her.
Here is someone to cheer you up.
This will definitely cheer you up.
I think this would cheer her up, okay? Aquí tenemos to cheer someone up, someone en este caso, her. Okay, to cheer someone up es hacer a alguien sentir un poco más feliz, obviamente cuando están un poco bajo, un poco triste. ¿Qué puedo decir para cheer you up? Para hacerte más feliz, ¿ya? Para que dejes de estar triste. Okay, to cheer someone up.
Here is someone to cheer you up. Here is someone to cheer you up.
This will definitely cheer you up. This will definitely cheer you up.
Vamos a sumergirnos en eso o vamos a profundizar en eso, okay? Let's dive right it.
Just dive into something.
I would love to dive into talk therapy.
Let's dive right into it. Aquí tenemos to dive into algo. Quiere decir sumergirse en algo como... Ya en cualquier proyecto, digamos, let's dive into it. Es decir, deberíamos empezar con entusiasmo, deberíamos como trabajarlo duro. Yeah, let's dive into it.
Just dive into something.
Just dive into something.
I would love to dive into talk therapy.
I would love to dive into talk therapy.
Hoy me encontré con un viejo amigo. I came... An old friend today.
Have you come across Fuchs?
I come across my brother.
I came across an old friend today. Aquí tenemos to come across someone. ¿Qué quiere decir encontrarse con alguien por casualidad? Que no esperabas verles ahí, pero ahí estaban. Yeah? I came across an old friend today.
Have you come across Fuchs?
Have you come across Fuchs?
We come across my brother.
We come across my brother.
Que esta suena extraño en español. Vamos a identificar las papas malas. Let's pick the bad potatoes.
Just pick out anything.
I'll pick out the song.
Let's pick out the bad potatoes. To pick out something quiere decir elegir algo cuidadosamente. En este caso, tiene muchas papas y algunas podridas ya, tienes que sacarlas. Así que, let's pick out the bad potatoes.
Just pick out anything.
Just pick out anything.
I'll pick out the song.
I'll pick out the song.
No lo puedo soportar más. I can't put with it any longer.
I put up with it.
You may put up with this kind of nonsense, but I do not.
I can't put up with it any longer. Aquí tenemos to put up with algo o alguien, okay? Quiere decir tolerar. Okay, I can't put up with him any longer. No lo puedo soportar, no lo puedo tolerar más, okay? Este proyecto. I can't put up with this project any longer. No lo soporto este proyecto más.
I put up with it. I put up with it.
You may put up with this kind of nonsense, but I do not. You may put up with this kind of nonsense, but I do not.
Lo siento, no pretendo entrometerme. Sorry, I didn't mean to, but...
Did you just butt in on the investigative team again?
I don't want to, like, butt in on your time with your sister.
Sorry, I didn't mean to butt in. Okay, butt, literalmente, las nalgas. To butt in, quiero decir, entrometerse en la, interrumpir una conversación con otras personas, ¿no? Vas a escuchar mucho, hey, don't butt in. Es decir, no vengas acá para interrumpir mi conversación con esta otra persona, ¿ok? Don't butt in, butt in.
Did you just butt in on the investigative team again?
Did you just butt in on the investigative team again?
I don't want to, like, butt in on your time with your sister.
I don't want to, like, butt in on your time with your sister.
Ser valiente, no te cobardes, okay? Man up, don't chicken.
Don't chicken out now.
I knew you'd chicken out.
Man up, don't chicken out. Aquí tenemos to chicken out, que quiere decir acobardarse, okay? Don't chicken out, chicken out.
Don't chicken out now, don't chicken out.
I knew you'd chicken out. I knew you'd chicken out.
¿Cómo se ocurrió el accidente? How did the accident come?
How did all this come about?
How did it come about that you worked for the Janssen?
How did the accident come about? To come about quiere decir surgir o ocurrirse, okay? How did the accident come about?
How did all this come about?
How did all this come about?
How did it come about that you worked for the Janssen?
How did it come about that you worked for the Janssen?
Vamos a calmarnos o tenemos que calmarnos en inglés. Let's calm.
Just calm down, son.
Calm down, it's okay.
Let's calm down. Literalmente, calm down, como calmar abajo, pero quiere decir cálmate, okay? Let's calm down. Everyone, let's calm down. Todos ya tenemos que calmarnos un poco.
Just calm down, son.
Just calm down, son.
Si quieres saber cómo iniciar una conversación con cualquiera en inglés y mejorar tu fluidez, deberías ver este video que hice para ti. Si quieres seguir estudiando conmigo, tienes varias opciones. Tenemos entrenamientos 100% gratis y cursos pagados, donde vas a estar trabajando conmigo y mis profesores para mejorar tu inglés lo más pronto posible. Voy a dejar todos los enlaces en el primer comentario de este video. Como siempre, mil gracias por pasar tu tiempo conmigo hoy. Y ya, hasta entonces, que estés muy bien. Chao, chao.